What was it, what kind of container was your grandma put, like, cut flowers in?
A vase, flower vase.
Mm-hmm. She have a lot of those around?
Oh, yeah, she always had a lot of flowers in her yard. And put them in the vase and put them around the kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
And around the living room and stuff.
What kind of, like, eating utensils would she use, you know, around the table?
Spoon, fork, and knife.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What if she had more than one knife? Like, she had like three.
Well, you know, she set the plates with a spoon, fork, and knife, and, mm-hmm. and then each, if you, you talking about what kind of knife she used in the kitchen?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
She had a butcher knife.
Uh-huh.
It's called a butcher knife. Different size knife.
Was it a real big one, or?
Well, she had a big one and she had some smaller ones, just depending on what she had to cut.
Yeah, who she was after.
Yeah. Well, she had a cleaver now. She used to cut the ham and stuff, you know, big hams with them.
Yeah.
Just a cleaver and a big butcher knife. Had a big knife she used to cut the hook cheese with.
Hook cheese?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. Big old round cheese block you just cut off. A lot of McLean sold it at the store down there. You just come in and order half a pound. Well, he gets about half a pound, cut it off and weigh it. If it was close to it, and he was satisfied with that.
Did he make his own cheese?
No, he bought it from wholesale houses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting hard to find around here, but it's getting real high. But as far as cheese goes, we ain't on that stuff. We call it, I don't know, they may have a different name from different places, but around here it's what's called hook cheese. It comes in a hoop,
uh-huh.
and it's fantastic.
Yeah, we, you know, when you live in the city all your life, you don't get, you know, cheese in that, you know, where you can cut off a piece, you know, it's always less than a pound.
Yeah.
It's always $5 a pound.
Yeah. He had that cheese and he made his own link sausage and stuff, you know, from when we killed hog, link sausage and had the owner made, I say link sausage, it was smoked sausage, you know, real big, and then had the sausage patties and stuff too. Used to make a lot of it in tenderloin and stuff.
Okay,
of course, those tenderloins have gotten to be out of site and can't really afford to eat them anymore.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what do you usually do before you eat? You know, you usually go to the bathroom.
Wash up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I've always been raised to never come to the kitchen table or the dining table unless I had a shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
Never come in there with a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Just the way I was raised.
My mom got up my brother one time, chased me out of the kitchen. Okay, after your grandma would, after she washes the dishes, what would she do then?
She would stack the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean after she's washed them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She would dry them.
Uh-huh. Would she run them under water?
Oh, she'd rinse them, and then she'd wash them and rinse them and put them in a drying rack, and then when she got through washing them, she'd take a drying towel and dry them, and then stack them in the shelf.
Uh-huh. What did she use to dry them with?
Drying cloth.
Mm-hmm.
Used a, you know, small towel.
Yeah.
Some, it might be a terry towel or terry cloth, and mm-hmm. just, you know, she had different types.
Yeah. Did, what did she used to use to, you know, like, wash the food off it when she was, she washed the dishes?
Dish rag.
Mm-hmm.